And the angel of the Lord spoke with Moses again and commanded him, saying,
Pharaoh shall send for you again, and he will say, Show a miracle. Then shalt thou say unto Aaron, Take thy rod and cast it before Pharaoh, and it shall become a serpent.
So when Moses was called before Pharaoh, he did as God had commanded him. And Aaron cast his rod down in the sight of Pharaoh, and it became a serpent.
Yes, but this doesn't prove your God all-powerful. I'm sure my magicians can perform this trick. Yes, here, you, magician. Can you do that?
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed, Your Majesty, I can. Watch. Here is my rod.
The magicians are throwing down their rods, and their rods are all becoming serpents.
Notice, Your Majesty. Stop him! Moses, stop him!
Moses' serpent is gliding up to the magicians and eating it up. It's eating up all the serpents.
Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he refused to let the people of Israel go. Then Moses, at the command of an angel, brought a plague upon Egypt.
Here, you're back early, Izar.
I'll say.
Didn't you go out fishing at all?
What's the use? The Nile's been turned into blood. The fish are all dead. I tell you, Grandpa, the river's no place for a fisherman this morning.
You're joking.
I wish I was. I'm telling you the truth. Every last drop of water's been turned into blood. It's all the fault of that crazy old man Moses. He's put a curse on the river.
Careful, Izar. Moses is one of us.
Who asked him to interfere?
Well, it'll pass, it'll pass. Why, I remember 60 years ago when I was a boy, a lot of fish died in the river and we went hungry for a whole month.
But this is different. The water's all blood, I tell you. All blood.
But Pharaoh's heart did not soften. Neither did he allow the children of Israel to go and worship in the wilderness. Then the angel of the Lord spoke to Moses again, saying,
Go unto Pharaoh and say unto him, Thus saith the Lord, Let my people go, that they may serve me. And if you refuse to let them go, behold, I will smite all thy borders with frogs.
Oh, these frogs are driving me out of my mind. There, one less anyway.
This is too much. There's a frog in the milk jug.
And in the butter dish. Out, you filthy brutes.
There's another over in the corner. Get out! Get out!
Hey! There's one crawling down my back!
Mommy!
What's the matter, dear?
There's frogs all over my bed.
Yeah, I've got 8 of them in my bed. What'll I do?
I wish I knew.
Oh, I nearly swallowed one.
There's one in my shoe.